AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Supreme Court has backed a law banning TikTok in the U.S. if it's not sold by Sunday.
The Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal law banning TikTok beginning Sunday unless it is sold by its China-based parent company. The justices ruled the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China outweigh concerns about limiting speech. TikTok has 170 million users in the U.S. A sale does not appear to be imminent. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says all is not lost for TikTok.
The president has the authority under the law to delay the sale or the ban, actually, by 90 days. I suspect President Trump will invoke that authority when he comes to office to allow a sale to go through.
President-elect Trump vowed that he could negotiate a solution, saying he has a warm spot for TikTok.
Because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
And Trump says TikTok was among the items discussed in a conversation with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President-elect Trump's swearing-in Monday will happen inside the Capitol Rotunda due to intense cold weather. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the indoor move means hundreds of thousands of people will not see the inaugural festivities the way they had planned.
Roughly 250,000 have tickets to watch from around the Capitol grounds. Tens of thousands more were expected in general admission areas or along the inaugural parade route. Trump says some backers can watch the ceremony from Washington's Capitol One Arena and says he will stop by after taking the oath.
Canada's foreign minister is warning Americans they will be paying a Trump tariff tax if President-elect Trump follows through with the threat of imposing a 25% tariff on all Canadian goods. This is AP News. An NFL kicker is welcoming his viral moment as a chance to educate people about his condition.
Commanders kicker Zane Gonzalez has lived with obsessive-compulsive disorder his entire life.
Growing up, I used to be a little bit more self-conscious, not as confident as a person.
It was in the spotlight Sunday night as a national television audience watched Gonzalez adjust his socks on the sideline and fix his hair multiple times before kicking the game-winning field goal at Tampa Bay to give the franchise its first playoff win in nearly two decades.
You saw the reaction. People were always like, oh, he's nervous. It's like, okay, it's not nervous. It's just kind of a tick type deal.
Gonzalez says he's glad to have the chance to share his story and correct misinformation about OCD.
As a younger person, you try to hide that a little bit, but as older, being a professional athlete, it's like, hey, I'm here. I'm in the big moment, big stage. Do what you do.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.